time now for your comments. Several listeners weighed in on Juan Williams' conversation with Richard Perle and David Frum about their new book on strategies for winning the war on terror. Bill Bacon, a retired submarine officer from Atlanta, worries about the effect of what he calls hawkish unilateralism of Richard Perle and others on democracy. With the right courage, he writes, the U.S. will survive today's terrorists just as it survived yesterday's fascists, but only as long as we are able to maintain our democratic process. Victoria Radford of Nashville, Tennessee, points to David Frum and Richard Perle's claim that oil reserves in the Middle East make terrorists from that region far more dangerous. But, she notes, the authors said nothing about reducing U.S. dependency on such reserves. Why not encourage people to buy cars such as hybrid cars that use less gas and invest more in the science and technology that can find alternatives to foreign oil? Reducing our need for foreign oil could be a strong component in the war on terror. A couple of corrections. In a story on a federal court upholding a new map for congressional districts in Texas, Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott was identified as a Republican appointee. Mr. Abbott is a Republican, but he was elected by the voters of Texas, not appointed. In an interview with David Barron, author of the book Beast in the Garden, we said that a fatal attack by a mountain lion that opens the book took place in Boulder, Colorado. In fact, it took place in the town of Idaho Springs, 40 miles away. Finally, several listeners had cheers for NPR's radio debate for Democratic presidential candidates in Iowa. But when it came to Morning Edition commentator John Ridley's take on the event, some didn't quite connect with his sense of humor. Barbara G. Perrin of East Lansing, Michigan, writes, I was disappointed by the follow-up commentary by John Ridley, a Hollywood scriptwriter who treated it simply as an excuse for jokes, thus trivializing the importance of the debate to the American public. Send your comments and corrections to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.